Other signs of the upper motor neuron syndrome are almost always present, in particular paresis and loss of dexterity, but also synergistic movement patterns. In addition, other neurologic impairments often increase the complexity of the clinical presentation, but are important to document because they have an impact on goal setting and treatment planning. Strength output is of particular importance because increased weakness may occur as spasticity is treated. The presence of partial or total musculoskeletal contractures should be documented because they have an impact on the treatment plan, whether or not they are directly related to spasticity. Spasticity needs to be differentiated from other movement disorders associated with increased tone, in particular dystonia, which causes abnormal sustained or intermittent muscle contractions with twisting movements and abnormal postures.